Siamo negli studi di Radio Onda Rossa con gli Ultras del Clapton, dopo l'iniziativa che si è svolta al Tresse Rande quest'oggi, venerdì 30 settembre. E la prima domanda che ovviamente facciamo loro è chi sono, cosa fanno e insomma perché si trovano qui. Quindi, who you are and what do you do in your daily life as Ultras of Clapton?
We're a group of supporters who follow a local team in Forest Gate in East London. We've been following this team as Clapton Ultras since 2012. We're a group of supporters who organise around our local football team to try and make our team a community space that's affordable and accessible to our community.
Do you want to add anything?
I think that's a pretty good description. We work with various local organisations within our community to make sure that football is something that everybody can do. It doesn't matter about how much money you have, what gender you are, or sexuality, or race, or what job you do, that you can enjoy football. We try and do that as much as possible, and that's really important to us.
E, oltre a appunto supportare il Clapton, quindi fare dei cori, andare alle partite, fare le trasferte, eccetera, eccetera, siete impiegati in molte attività sociali, come avete appena menzionato. Quali sono le attività sociali che fate? Which are the social activities you are doing in your everyday but the participation to the matches, so your support?
So we organise regular food banks for local one local organisation that supports refugees and migrants specifically, because they have no other access to food banks. So that's very important, and it happens for every home game. There's no other organisation that does this work, so it's very important that somebody does it. And as Ultras, it's our we have to do it. Other things that we do, each match game, we may do a bucket collection to try and raise money for a specific cause, or a banner in solidarity for something. If sisters or brothers somewhere else have had a difficult time, we will show support. Forgotten everything else, sorry, Robin.
Yes, so from game to game, it's reactive. We're not primarily there to support the team. We're there to be visual in our community. We're there to show pride in our community. If something happens, we need to show solidarity with, then that's will happen reactively game to game. Stuff like ongoing food bank collections is something that we do just to kind of to try and support. Like people who live nearby and people who have kind of economic problems. There are people within our support who have those same economic problems. So, yeah, that's basically like what we're like. I've run out of things to say. Sorry.
Before the games, we run a club for young children, young supporters, called the Footy Ultras. So they range between about three, maybe I think, to about 10 or 11, very young children. So we try and do activities with them occasionally as well, maybe about once a month, some sixth form
Students.
students, sorry, will come to the games as well. And we also do solidarity tickets. So if somebody cannot afford to go to a game, or if it's a group of people that have struggled for whatever reason, we raise money specifically to buy their tickets for them so that they don't have to pay.
Ok, e invece riguardo le questioni di genere, quindi il fatto che la curva sia molto una curva arcobaleno e una curva al femminile, e cosa si può aggiungere su questo tipo di tifo? So, what do you want to add about your support to Clapton? about gender issues, especially, of course, the rainbow part and the women's part.
So when I first started coming to Clapton, I was very lucky because there were very few people going and nobody treated me different because I was a woman. Nobody said to me, oh, but do you really like football? People just knew that because there were so few of us going, that football was important to me as a woman as well. It didn't matter. Gender wasn't an issue. They weren't testing me on my knowledge because I'm a woman. Part of that, as we've seen support grow over the years, is making sure that doesn't happen to other women, and also to make sure that women and people of different sexualities feel confident to go to a game, because you go to the bigger games in professional football, so that's Premier League, like down to, you know, the Football League, Premier League down to League Two, and further below as well. You hear sexist comments, you hear homophobic stuff. It's not necessarily aimed at you, but if you care about these issues, it affects you and you think, do you know, I'm not welcome here. Like, they don't know what my sexuality is. Like, what if that was aimed at me? Like, how do they know that I'm not a lesbian, that I'm not bisexual, that I'm not trans? Like, all these things, like, that can make you feel uncomfortable. So, with the Clapton Ultras, it was extremely important to make sure that everybody can enjoy it, like no matter about these issues. So I think the women in Clapton have a very strong voice, have one of the strongest voices amongst organising groups that I can think of that I've been involved in, and it's something that's been very inspirational. I think it's also given a lot of women like a lot of confidence, which is something that, you know, I'm very proud of. I'm proud to be a part of, and something that I think, yeah, actually women can make a difference in this sport that is played by men, which is great. The sexuality issue is a bit more difficult because you can't, we don't wear badges saying like what gender we are, like what sexuality we are. But the point is, in the scaffold where we stand in the cover, if anybody does or says anything that's sexist or homophobic or transphobic or racist or anything like that, they have the support of everybody else who is there to call that person out, to call these these remarks out. They will have that support and feel supported. And that's the most important thing, like feeling supported. If you're made aware of like a comment, you'll be supported, and that's important as an ultra.
Thank you. Another thing, un'altra cosa rispetto al vostro tifo è che forse è più un modo di tifare che è stato, insomma, commentato, diciamo, più da ultras all'italiana, tra virgolette, che da hooligans all'inglese, sempre tra virgolette. So, using these categories, which are very, maybe stupid, but your kind of support is like something much more like an ultras, like Italian, maybe much more than the usual, still within brackets, hooligans, like English hooligans, what also we imagine maybe in Europe also now. But what do you think about this?
I think in English football, in like the modern era, people come to football and leave football mostly as individuals and not as a collective. The exception that people have in their mind about English football is that the people who do act as a collective are there to cause violence. I think we as a group have always been about supporting each other and about creating a supportive atmosphere for our community, and specifically our team, because they're all players made up from our community. So choosing to differentiate ourselves, choosing a different path, and creating something that was different, like being noticeably different from that culture, I think that's where the culture at Clapton changed or moved in that particular direction, rather than the kind of traditional English support.
I think we're seeing now as well, but it's like an English style of ultra. You know, obviously, in England, like the
methods of supporting their team, and it all kind of gets mixed into the same thing.
Okay, another question, almost last. Quindi un'ultima questione, quasi l'ultima questione. L'ultima domanda riguarda proprio il fatto che appunto siete una tifoseria molto varia, molto aperta, però ci sono state insomma delle questioni riguardo gruppi invece di tifoserie fasciste. Non so se volete aggiungere qualcosa su questo. So, about your facement with some supporters who are from right or fascist. What do you want to add about this?
I mean, I think every supporter group going out there has people who don't like them, and they're always going to be rivals and people who don't like what you do. We've had some contact with people who oppose anti-racism and other, like, being against other forms of discrimination. But, you know, we are now kind of learning more how to kind of organise better to keep our supporters safe. We don't go out there looking for violence, but we're now aware and alerted to like the threats that can happen when we travel to certain places, particularly for away games.
So, last question. L'ultima domanda è riguardo la società. Cioè, la vostra società comunque ha un proprietario, diciamo, capitalista, con anche dei problemi con la giustizia riguardanti, immagino, questioni economiche, eccetera. Qual è il vostro rapporto con appunto la proprietà della società, per cui poi voi fate il tifo e vi adoperate anche, per esempio, per pulire il campo, eccetera, eccetera. So, what is your relation, let's say, with the property of the Society of Clapton FC, and if which is of course your relation in a situation in which you are facing a capitalist property, but you are also helping, for example, for the field, cleaning the field before the games and so on.
So a lot of people come to Clapton, and it's part of the reason why we started going, because going to higher level football was too expensive. It's very simple. We still pay a relative large amount of money to go. We pay £6 to go to a game, which is a lot for some people. For other people, it's not a lot. And there are concessions students get in for £3, and if you're a season ticket holder, you get in for a London team, you get in for, I can't remember how much it is. It's funny because £6 to the football supporter, the person who's been to a lot of games before, isn't a lot of money. But when you suddenly say £6, if you look at like wages, it is actually a lot of money relatively. But because we're used to like the expensive prices, and we go £6, it's not that much compared to other games, and you're getting something more from it. You see that it's okay. We have a fund, as I said earlier, if certain people like can't afford to come, we will try and help them to get in for free, or like subsidize part of their ticket. When we first started coming, my first game, there were 7 people there. I said this earlier, but 7 times 6 is, 42. To think about that. Now we have crowds of maybe 400, 500. Times it by 6, that's a huge difference. That money, we're not seeing going back into the club. The football players, the people who play, you know, for us, every week, they don't get any money from playing. often they have to pay transport, they have to pay for training, for things like that. They have a cold shower, although now this season they don't have a cold shower. But we're not seeing any improvements from the extra, you know, let's just say £3,000 every other week that is coming into the club. And for us, that's something that's a real issue. Like, where is this money going? This money should be spent on making the facilities better, not just for the players, and making sure they're not losing money, it's not costing them anything, but making sure that the ground is accessible for wheelchair users, that there are lots of sharp objects around the ground. Like, it's, if you look at photos of it, it looks like an absolute mess. We love it because we know it, it's our home, but it's quite dangerous. Like, there's many bruises, like cuts and things like that from sharp poles here and there, from like a shelter that's kind of collapsed next to the scaffold. It's not safe, and it could be, money could be put into that to make it a bit nicer. There is also a pub just next to the ground, that it's too late now, but money could have been, the money that was coming in could have been invested into that to make it a community space yet again, a community pub for the local community, but that hasn't happened. Fan-owned clubs in the UK or in England seems to be different to Europe. It's not necessarily the case that a fan-owned club is always a good thing. It doesn't always mean that it's political. Sometimes it's just about the football. But we're trying to find out where that money is going. And there is a process to, we would love to own the club. Like, we would love to make it something better for the community. There's only so much we can do for fans, and there's only so much we could do. But if we had the club and had the ground, like, we know we could make like proper permanent, good, positive changes within the community. But right now it's not an option.
Yeah, so like, football at our level, it's amateur. It's maybe some players get paid a very small amount, but there is a disconnect between a lot of people who give their time for free, they give their skills for free, and that's the players, that's the people who run the teams, the people who wash the kit, the people who turn up and cheer on the players. And everyone is giving their time for free, and the supporters are paying their money. And the ideal, if everyone is kind of pulling in the same direction, if everyone is going to, is the club should improve. But at the moment, our club doesn't improve because the money is not being used productively. So I think in the ethos of the football that we choose to watch, like the level, then it should be the money should be communal. But at the moment, it's just purely for profit of a few individuals.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Cheers.